message.
Some may brush it off as myth or superstition, but if we really take the time to reflect on our lives, we can easily conclude that intuition, it's real. It is that inner compass of our subconscious that works in partnership with our conscious selves to provide us with valuable insight, wisdom, and direction. It's a guiding light, and if we are attuned to it, it can serve as the beacon that helps us through the darkest of moments, believe me. Now, many of us have had those moments when we are at a crossroads. You might be there right now, where you are facing a decision that could potentially alter the course of your life. Now, we have made a rational analysis, we've completed our list of pros and cons, but yeah, we're still feeling uncertain about the decision that will be the most effective. Now, there's a queasiness in our gut, and we begin to feel this quiet whisper, that still small voice that is trying to nudge us in a specific direction, and that is a force to be reckoned with. And that, my friends, that is our intuition. Now, the logical question is, how do I know that what I'm feeling is not just anxiety or fear? How do I know that it is my intuition? Well, intuition will often manifest in the most subtle of ways, like a gentle tug at your heartstrings or a tingling sensation in the pit of your stomach. It is that inexplicable feeling of knowing without really knowing why. So how do we identify and develop this innate gift? Well, like any skill worth mastering, it's going to require time, patience, and a great deal of self-awareness. And we can begin by paying very close attention to those fleeting moments of clarity, those flashes of insights that seem to come from nowhere. Now, journaling is an effective means of tracking those moments and noting the patterns and outcomes that have resulted from following or not following those inclinations. In addition to passive observation, we can also actively cultivate our intuition. Well, it's like tending a garden. We can engage in exercises and activities that foster increased mindfulness and presence, whether it's meditation, yoga, or simply spending time in nature. The more that we can quiet the noise of the world around us, the clearer the voice and the greater our discernment. Honoring our intuition is not simply about tuning in, it's also about learning to trust ourselves. And it's not always easy. In fact, it can be quite tricky. Our intuition is often at odds with our rational mind. Our rational minds favor logic and reason over our feelings. But feeling, that is the language of intuition, and it can be an incessant tug of war between our heads and our hearts. So finding the balance, it can be a lifelong journey. Developing our intuition is like exercise. The more that we use it, the stronger and more resilient it becomes. So we must not be afraid to take risks and to follow our gut. It's going to require us to step outside of our comfort zone sometimes, but that's where the magic happens. In a world that is constantly bombarding us with information and distractions, it's intuition that sets us apart from machines and algorithms. It is the innate gift that is the secret key to our success. So take a moment to pause, breathe, and listen to that still, small voice within. Trust in the power of your gut. Trust your intuition and watch where it leads you. And before I go, I would like to ask for a favor. Take a moment to rate and review. Those reviews are important. Subscribe and share with others who you think might appreciate the podcast. Thank you so much for listening. I do appreciate it. Bye.